Iriel Sudario is a Collider News and Feature author from Australia and has worked in the journalism industry since 2018. She has a passion for entertainment and pop culture news and has interviewed YouTubers, voice actors, film directors, and musicians throughout her career. When she's not writing, you can see Iriel building keyboards, reading a good book, playing video games, and creating content on social media. Avatar Aang, The Last Airbender, takes place 13 years after the end of the Hundred Year War, as Republic City is being established. The movie brings back Avatar Aang, now voiced by Eric Nam, who learns about an ancient Avatar relic that could potentially be used to restore the air nomads. Aang is once again joined by Team Avatar, with Jessica Mattin voicing Katara, Roman Zaragoza as Sokka, Dion Kwan as Toph Beifong, and Steven Yeun as Fire Lord Zuko. The film also brings several notable names into the Avatar universe, including Dave Bautista, Guardians of the Galaxy, who voices Taga, an ancient airbender Aang encounters during his search for the relic, and Taika Waititi, Thor, Ragnarok, who plays a spirit named Gorlavark. The supporting cast also includes Ronnie Ching, M3GAN, as a Fire Nation messenger, Ken Jeong, K-pop Demon Hunters, as the Cabbage Merchant, and Ki-Hai Kwan Loki as Avatar Xian, an earthbending avatar. As discussion of physical ownership becomes more prevalent following what's going on with Sony, fans no longer have to worry about Avatar Aang, The Last Airbender, becoming lost media, as a physical release has been announced. Listed for $45.99 on Amazon, the physical release of Avatar, The Last Airbender is a 4K UHD steelbook. The product is available for pre-order and is scheduled for release on February 9, 2027. Collider. Collider Quiz. Collider exclusive universe personality quiz: which iconic universe do you belong in the most? Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, Star Trek. Five legendary universes. Five completely different visions of what the world could be or already was. One of them is the world your instincts, your values, and your particular way of existing were built for. Eight questions will tell you which one. Rocket Star Wars. Ring Lord of the Rings. Mage Harry Potter. Crown Game of Thrones. Vulcan Salute Star Trek. Question 1/8 Purpose. 1. What gives your life its deepest sense of meaning? Every universe is built around a different answer to this question. Question 2/8 World. 2. Which kind of world do you most want to inhabit? The environment shapes who you become. Choose carefully. Question 3/8 Conflict. 3. How do you prefer your conflicts resolved? The shape of a world's conflicts tells you everything about its soul. Question 4/8 Companions. 4. Who do you want beside you when things get difficult? Your ideal companions reveal the world you were made for. Question 5/8 Power. 5. What is your relationship with power? How you seek, wield, or resist power is the map of who you are. Question 6/8 Morality.
6.
How does your universe treat good and evil? A world's moral architecture tells you more about it than any map. Question 7/8 Role. 7. What role would you naturally fall into? Every universe has archetypes. Which one fits you without trying? Question 8/8 Hope.
8.
What do you ultimately believe about the future? The answer to this is the clearest window into which universe already lives inside you. Your universe has been chosen you belong in. Your answers point to the iconic universe your values, your instincts, and your particular way of seeing the world were built for. This is where you would find your people and your purpose. A galaxy far, far away. Star Wars. You believe in the cause, in the idea that freedom is worth fighting for even when the odds are impossible and the empire is vast. You are drawn to the moral clarity of a universe where hope itself is a form of resistance. You'd find your people in the rebellion, a ragtag coalition of true believers held together by conviction more than resources. Star Wars is fundamentally a story about ordinary people choosing to matter in an extraordinary conflict, and that is exactly your kind of story. The Force may or may not be with you, but the will to use it for something larger than yourself certainly is. Middle-earth. Lord of the Rings. You understand, in the deepest part of yourself, that the journey matters as much as the destination, and that the world's beauty is worth protecting even at great cost. Middle-earth is a world of ancient wonder, deep friendship, and a darkness that only retreats when enough small acts of courage accumulate. You would thrive here because you value the fellowship more than the glory, the road more than the arrival. Tolkien's universe rewards patience, loyalty, and the willingness to carry something heavy across a very long distance. Those are not burdens to you. They are simply how you move through the world, the wizarding world. Harry Potter. You believe that love, loyalty, and doing what's right are not naive sentiments. They are the most powerful forces in any world, magical or otherwise. The wizarding world is a place of wonder hidden in plain sight, where learning is transformative and the bonds you form at school follow you into every battle. You would flourish here because you take both the magic and the friendship seriously, and you understand that one without the other is incomplete. Harry Potter's universe ultimately rewards those who choose to stand for something even when standing is terrifying. That choice, made quietly, without guarantee, is something you understand completely. Westeros, the known world. Game of Thrones. You see the world clearly, its power structures, its hypocrisies, its brutal arithmetic, and you are not paralyzed by that clarity. You use it. Westeros is a world that rewards intelligence, adaptability, and the willingness to understand that every alliance is also a negotiation. You would survive here, possibly thrive here, because you don't confuse the world as it is with the world as you'd like it to be. Game of Thrones is a story about what happens when the idealists and the realists collide. You are sharp enough to know which one lasts longer. Winter always comes, you are already prepared. The United Federation of Planets. Star Trek. You believe the future is worth building. That curiosity, cooperation, and the expansion of understanding are not just ideals, but the most practical path forward for any civilization. Star Trek is a universe where the questions matter as much as the answers, and where encountering something utterly alien is cause for wonder rather than fear. You would belong here because you are fundamentally optimistic about what intelligence and decency can achieve, while being honest about how hard that achievement is. The Federation is the universe's most ambitious thought experiment. What if we actually got better? You don't just hope that's possible. You think it's the only thing worth working toward. Is Avatar Aang, The Last Airbender, worth watching? Since its release, Avatar Aang, The Last Airbender received high praise, earning a 90% certified Fresh Critics score and a 99% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes and a 3.7-star rating on Letterboxd. Both audiences and critics said this feature should have entered theaters, was well animated, and did a good job serving its devoted fanbase. Collider's Aidan Kelly gave Avatar Aang, The Last Airbender, a 7/10 in his review, citing great animation and details fans would recognize, but criticized the fact that the supporting cast was not given much to do and that it was more made for fans than newcomers to the franchise. Avatar Aang, The Last Airbender is available to stream on Paramount+.